let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. People often joke about getting older and forgetful with comments like, I'm having a senior moment, but it's not a laughing matter. A hit-or-miss memory and issues such as brain fog can really put you off your game. And as usual, oxidative stress is the culprit. When we're young, our brain and mind are sharp and focused. Memory is keen. As we get older, however, we assume that we will start being forgetful, have a hard time finding the right words to express, and lose our personal belongings somewhere in our home. We presume that brain fog will be our new normal as we get up in years, and many of us have seen this happen to loved ones and friends. But it doesn't have to be that way, according to our guest on This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., she'll tell us on the program today that you can be as mentally clear and perceptive in your 70s and beyond as you were in your 40s and 50s. The program will cover some of her tips for brain vitality. I've already got my pencil pad out. I am all ready to go. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Great to be back with you again. And I just forgot what you just said. Do you want to repeat all that?
Yeah, we're talking about forgetting things on the program today. This will be good. You've got 12 ways to maximize your mental health into your golden years with foods and healthy living practices. I was excited that in your 70s, your mind can still be sharp. And then I was let down when you said, as you were in the 40s and 50s. I wasn't all that sharp in the 40s and 50s, to be honest. So I'm not sure turning back the clock is going to gain anything for me. But you've got to, in your new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and we'll talk about that extensively on the program today, several chapters there on brain vitality that are eye-opening, enlightening. Tell us on the program why you think we can keep our brain sharp even into our older years.
And we absolutely can, Rick, because changes that were once labeled milestones in growing older, like high blood pressure, fragile bones, weight gain, and significant memory loss, are no longer considered inevitable. And like you said, we can be as vibrant in our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond as we were in our 30s and 40s. So if it's all right with you, I'd love to first go through some specific foods that we all should be eating for optimum brain health, and then we'll go into some of my healthy living practices. And all of these will help keep our memory sharp, our concentration elevated, and our mind active and positive well into our golden years.
Perfect. Let's start with something that we can control, and that's our diet.
And so let's start off with one of many foods, and they're all in my chapters 3 and 4 in my new book. In fact, much more than we'll have time to cover today of what to eat and not to eat and lifestyle practices. But the first is, and we all know this saying, what should we eat a day to keep the doctor away?
I'm thinking an apple would probably handle that okay.
And you're so right. And there was a Cornell University study that says that this much-loved fruit, and I don't think I've ever found anybody who didn't love apples. Do you like apples?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Yes. And there's so many that you from which to choose, a great variety. But they have a potent antioxidant that has been shown to protect brain cells from free radical damage. It's called quercetin. Quercetin, and that's the magic compound, and it's especially found in the skins, so you want to make sure you eat the skins, ideally get organically grown apples, because the skins are loaded with quercetin, and sometimes what I do is I'll take 4 apples, I'll eat, this is weird, but I do this, I eat 1 apple, I peel the skin off the other 3, I eat that skin, and then the other 3, what's inside the skin, I'll save it for my smoothies or muffins or something else.
Okay, yes.
Because there's so much quercetin in the skins.
Interesting. And apples are readily available, and that's something that we can very easily add to our diet.
Yes, year-round, and they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
I like that. So the next food, I'm going to say, be a berry fanatic. Any time of year, you want to find ways to add berries to your foods that you already eat. maybe either fresh or frozen. You can add them to smoothies, fruit salads, cereals, even desserts, if they don't have too much sugar in the rest of the dessert, or simply as a snack. Now, berries like blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, boysenberries, and cranberries, those are a little sour, but usually in the fall and winter we have those. They have lots of phytochemicals, and they've been found to defend the body against, of course, damaging carcinogens and free radicals, but also to help keep your brain strong. And Rick, the best berry for your brain, it's called the brain berry, are blueberries. And studies have shown that 1/2 cup a day, so fresh or frozen, retards brain aging and can even reverse a failing memory. Tons and tons of studies on the blueberry and how effective they are for our brains.
And even reverse, that is encouraging. And
yeah.
I had blueberries, which I, until recently, didn't really care for, but had with my yogurt at lunch. You would probably give me a passing grade for lunch today.
Yes, I would. 5 gold stars.
And you know, it's funny because you eat them a little bit, and all of a sudden I'm taking more and more, and I've got like obviously a full serving there, trying to reverse brain problems from years ago.
Yes. And now remember, too, though, that the blueberries can put some stain on your teeth. So make sure after you eat the blueberries to brush your teeth.
Gotcha. Okay, it's eat the blueberries and rush in and brush your teeth when you get done. We're talking
yeah.
about...
Or rinse your mouth out or, swish with a lot of
yeah,
water.
When you get done. All of these tips yes. and more you'll find, by the way, at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, the new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, the book available, and we'll tell you where you can get the book here in just a few minutes. Something that's interesting, I've read and seen more about preventing memory loss with herbal support. Is that viable?
Yes, absolutely. Now, we're going to talk about a brilliant herb, and it's actually a tree. It's the ginkgo. It's a beautiful tree, Ginkgo biloba. It's the world's longest living species of a tree, and ginkgo, through many studies, has been proven to increase circulation and blood flow, increases mental clarity, will clear up headaches. Studies show that it contains this unique blend of terpene lactones, and that enables the extracts of this herb to increase circulation to your beautiful brain and other parts of your body. It's safe, but it also is an anticoagulant. So like garlic, you should not take ginkgo biloba for 7 days prior to any surgery.
Okay. This is such great information, and again, you'll find all of this on Dr. Susan's website. So there's sort of a caveat that comes with that, but that's something that is going to help as well. Another food that I know you talk about is asparagus. How does that work in helping your memory?
That really will strengthen the memory. It's the one that makes your pee smell a little bit funny. That's because of the amino acid composition in it, but it doesn't happen with everyone. But it's one of the key players for better brain function because it's filled with B vitamins, specifically folate, thiamine, B6, and B12. And all of these B vitamins, if your levels are too low, can result in poor memory, and they now think possibly Alzheimer's disease. And it's well documented that people who are well nourished with B vitamins perform much better on memory tests than those with B deficiencies. And the folate in particular, one of the B vitamins, can significantly reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. And asparagus is an excellent source of the B vitamins.
You know, as we go through the grocery store and the items you're talking about, we can find in our common, ordinary, everyday grocery store. We also walk past bananas. Should we be grabbing some of those?
Yes. You look at chimpanzees and gorillas, and often in studies I've seen on YouTube videos, the gorillas and chimpanzees are smarter than humans, and maybe it's because they eat all of these bananas. Bananas will enhance your brain power well into your golden years. Bananas are rich in potassium and B6, can assist learning by making students more alert. And in my private practice, by the way, you know, the simple tip of telling people to eat one banana a day and make sure it's ripe has done wonders for the mental acuity of many of my clients between the ages of 50, your age, and 90. So an apple a day and a banana a day.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program today, talking about brain power, 12 ways to maximize your mental health into your golden years with foods and healthy living practices. Vitamin E, I know, is something that we should be taking. What are some sources of vitamin E that we can easily work into our diet?
Yes, and vitamin E fights free radicals, and free radical damage in your brain leads to memory loss and Alzheimer's. And a 10-year study of Chicago residents found that people over 65 had better brain function by eating foods with vitamin E better than taking a supplement. Some of the best sources would be turnip greens, leafy greens, sunflower seeds, almonds, hazelnuts, pine nuts, one of your favorites, avocado, raw sweet red pepper, kiwi, and spinach.
So writing all these down, and if you can't write them down, if you're traveling, I tell you what, you just go to Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of that information. I'm looking at a list of this food here, and it seemed like Popeye had it right. Spinach is on the list.
Popeye was a smart man.
Ahead of his time.
You know, we know it's good for vision, but spinach is great for memory loss. The fat-soluble nutrients in spinach, like A, D, and E, will not only keep your thyroid healthy, but also your mind very sharp. Spinach is a good source of iron, and I think steaming is one of the best cooking methods to preserve vitamins other than raw. And if you can squeeze more iron from the foods like spinach by sprinkling them with a little bit of fresh lemon, because the vitamin C in the lemon helps your body absorb the iron from the spinach.
You also have almonds. I love that because I like nuts, so those are good. Talk about almonds and what this will add to our diet.
Yes. You know, 2 ounces, that's just a few. You don't want to have a cup a day. And it's best to actually soak them overnight, let them plump up, drain the water, and then all the nutrients are more bioavailable in your body. It's called germination. But 2 ounces of almonds will give you more than 50% of your daily requirement of magnesium. And that's a mineral, as you might know, that's really good for heart health. But almonds are also rich in omega-3 fatty acids. That's a form of unsaturated fat that improves memory and mental performance and defends against Alzheimer's. So almonds are also a great source of vitamin E. That's another memory enhancer.
And I like my almonds in Almond Joy, the bar. Is that good? Am I getting...
I would say just dream about doing that, but maybe not do it.
Okay, stay away from the chocolate. Just add the almonds, only to 2 ounces by themselves, using rosemary.
Yes, and by the way, in my new book, I have a 2-minute recipe to make fresh, because there are recipes in the back of the book, fresh almond milk, raw, ooh, delicious fresh almond milk.
The new book she's talking about is Wired for High-Level Wellness. Where is that available? Just tease us with us now, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
Tease you. All right. Go to SusanSmithJones.com and go to New Book, and you can read sections of the book and the contents, the foreword. And it's available, of course, at Amazon in book form or Kindle. But you can also get an autographed copy from me with a note card and a bookmark. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end.
That is perfect. We're going to continue through the foods that we're talking about here. Rosemary, to remember, using that to remember. How's that work?
Yes. And now you may have heard that expression, rosemary is for remembrance. My grandmother used to tell me that. It's full of those antioxidants that help keep your memory sharp. But keep in mind, it's a pungent herb that you can enhance sauces, you can liven up breads and muffins. You can add this nice herb to beans for flavor. But a little bit goes a long way of rosemary. So start with a minimal amount when cooking, and then you can always add more.
You talked about being able to banish senior moments with ginseng. Explain that. How much?
One of my favorites. Ginseng is called a whole system tonic. It's an adaptogen. And ginseng helps keep forgetfulness at bay. You can go to the health food store and buy ginseng tea, you know, tea bags, or you can get herbs and make your own by steeping it in hot water for 15 minutes, about a teaspoon of the herb. But ginseng helps you withstand any stress. I take it every day. I actually take it in a tablet form. It increases endurance, prevents colds, flu, and viruses, and improves your mental performance. So now I'm getting up in years. I have 1 to 2 cups of ginseng tea every day. I mix it with like my green tea, and then I also take some tablets on the side.
We're talking about brain power with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Exercise for life is something we'll be talking about after these messages. Stay tuned. More with Dr. Susan in just a moment. Welcome back, This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us, talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, 12 ways to maximize your mental health into your golden years with foods and healthy living practices. We're talking now about lifestyle, exercise for life. I know you've got to make some modifications probably, but exercise, there's no excuse, is there, if you're getting a little older?
Absolutely. And since we're ending the foods and herbs, let me say there are a couple dozen more in my book in one of the two chapters of foods you must avoid if you want a sharp brain well into your senior years, other foods to add, and other things you want to make sure you do in your life every day. But exercise is definitely one of them. Rick, it is imperative if you want to keep your mind strong and healthy, well into your, I like to call it, your golden night years, because regular exercise, we know it assists with weight loss and it reduces stress, it makes your skin look good, it gives you those happy hormones that make you feel more positive, but it also has been found to keep your mind alert and focused and strong. And I happen to have an entire book all about exercise to get you motivated to move more called Invest in Yourself with Exercise.
And you'll find that in all of the books, including the newest book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, at SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on by going to our website. One thing you say that's so important, not only with exercise, but everything we do, engage yourself in joyous activities. Talk about that, because that gives us emotionally a lift as well.
That is right. You know, health isn't just physical. It's emotional, it's mental, it's spiritual. And the happier you are and the less depressed you are, the stronger your brain is. So, yes, the foods you eat have a profound effect on your brain power, but there are other activities you can incorporate that keep your mind vibrant and uplifted is the key word. And top on my list is find ways every day to laugh more and read something positive. On my website, every day in the top right corner, I have a new quote of the day that is always something positive, a quote from one of my books, one or two sentences that will start your day off on a positive note. And then down on the right side, if you scroll down, there's a positive affirmation that you might want to put on a post-it and carry with you. It's so important to start your day and end your day on a positive note. And there's so many ways that you can do this.
What are some of the other healthy practices you talk about? And just give us several, because we want you, first of all, to buy the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. But it's not a six-hour program either. There's so many great things that we can talk about trying to condense this here. But some of the other healthy practices that you cover in your book.
Yes. Now, without a doubt, and you know I could talk about an hour on each of these, but I'll just rattle them off. You've got to get plenty of sleep. I tell you in my new book exactly how to do that. You want to include a little time every day for meditation. Studies show that it strengthens your brain power, and I have actually devoted 2 of the 18 chapters in my new book to meditation and exactly how to do it. And even I write about the history of meditation. studies show, Rick, that if you play with animals, your cats, your dogs, your, what else would you have, your goldfish, your guinea yes. pigs, your horses, it actually reduces stress. And the more unmanaged stress you have really wreaks havoc on the power of your brain. So you want to keep stress levels down. You want to laugh. You want to live generously every day, always looking for those things in your daily life for which you are grateful, and focus on them and say thank you, thank you. And I think it was the 1200s or 1300s, the philosopher Christian Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, God, that will be enough. Live gratefully. Serve others. Tell your loved ones how much you love and care for them. And also, drink plenty of water, a little bit of 3% of dehydration, like you and I talked about last month,
will cause
you to have brain fog and have a fuzzy brain, and you'll lose focus. And also, good water helps to take toxins and the extra acidity out of your body. If your body is over-acidic from stress, a poor diet, lack of sleep, medications, it sabotages your brain health. That's why I'm a big believer in good alkaline water every day and an infrared sauna, which helps remove toxins, the acidic toxins from your body. So on my website, if you just go to the search bar and put in water hydration, you'll have a dozen or so articles you could read about water. You could put in infrared sauna therapy. You could read about probably 8 more articles. But all of these lifestyle choices will keep your stress levels down, and that means your brain and your heart and your body will be smiling more.
What are some of the board games, other activities to support brain health?
Well, reading. If you can read things that you're not used to reading to teach you new words. I happen to have a nickname. You know, I'm Susan Smith Jones. One of my nicknames, besides the Sprout Lady, is the Wordsmith Lady, because I happen to love words. And I talk about why I love words so much in the first chapter of this book. And if you can read anything that teaches you new words, it's fabulous for your brain health. And of course, crossword puzzles, backgammon, chess, checkers, card games, anything to get your brain thinking a lot rather than the same routine of every day, sitting at your desk, watching TV, numbing out. You got to keep your brain sharp and healthy.
Just about out of time, but I want to ask you for maybe some final brain tips before we conclude, and then I'll ask you once again about the book Wired for High-Level Wellness and where people can get it. But final tips before we wrap up the program.
Okay, so I would say, now this is just my thing, you know me well, always remember to spend quality time in nature a few times a week. It might be in your backyard, the local park. For me, it would probably be down at the Santa Monica Beach or hiking in the mountains where I hiked this morning. And when you're outdoors, when the urge strikes you, try to find rainbows and ladybugs and dragonflies and butterflies. Today, I saw 8 or 9 little rabbits. I saw a whole family of deer. I saw butterflies everywhere. I saw 3 or 4 dragonflies. And it just makes me feel happy. And these, I think the calls of nature augment your brain power, whatever that brings you joy, because they also bring more sweetness and passion and happiness into your life. And your brain loves to be happy.
So all we need to do to enjoy that is basically walk outside, and when you get outside, look around.
Look around. Pay attention. Be mindful.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. I mentioned her new book, and give you more information here as we wrap up, Wired for High-Level Wellness. How do we get copies? And I know we can even get them autographed.
Yes, you can. And by the way, you know, because we know each other off the air, but I get paid very well from, like, discerning clients and Fortune 500 companies worldwide. I give them all my secrets on how to disease-proof your body, look and feel 10 years younger in 1 month, live your healthiest, best life, and all of these secrets I've revealed in this new book. You can go to Amazon.com and go to Wired for High Level Wellness. You can get it there in Kindle or book form. On my website, in the navigation bar under New Book, you can see what the table of contents are, chapter by chapter. You can read the entire foreword, the endorsements. You can get a whole sampler of the book. Rick, as you know, it has the most beautiful interior design that I've ever seen in a book. And,
yes.
And that's the way I wanted it to be, beautiful to read, not just informative. And I give you everything you need to be healthy. And under New Book, you'll find out if you want me to personally autograph a book for you or a family member or a friend, and it will come with a note card I'll write to you or someone else, and a bookmark. And I do that myself. I get the envelopes. I write the card. I go wait in line at the post office. And I love to do this. And the book is under $20. I've written many, many books. And it is my most favorite book I've ever written. And a few people have read it. You have. You even gave me a wonderful endorsement quote.
Loved it.
And it's a book that will change your life forever, and you want to keep it on your bedside table.
The book is Wired for High Level Wellness. You'll find it at Dr. Susan's website, as well as about 30 others there that Dr. Susan has written. So information on all of those. You'll find it as well at all of the usual places. And you can link onto our website and go directly to Dr. Susan's, our website being thisweekinamerica.us. A lot of great information as always today. Dr. Susan, thank you. We'll be waiting for a house call again next month. We'll go through some new material there. And thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I look forward to our next visit.
Dr. Susan will be back next month on This Week in America. You'll find all of her information on our website, susansmithjones.com, and, of course, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.